Two medical marijuana bills should be debated on Utah's Senate floor this week. Both aim to help a narrow range of medical conditions, but with key differences. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Senate bills 73 and 89 are both on the Senate reading calendar, meaning they should be up sometime this week on the floor. 73 is the one sponsored by Senator Mark Madsen that allows for use of the whole pot plant as well as edibles. But SB 89 from Senators Vickers and Daw is getting more support, it seems, because of its more conservative approach. It's all about the extract of marijuana and restricts the levels of THC, though some would remain. Both bills set up tight controls, and they list who would qualify with some differences there, too. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A bill should get broader debate this week on Utah's Capitol Hill. Their differences have led to a lot of talk already. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Tim, SB 73 would allow the entire marijuana plant. SB 89 is the extract. Both bills list the medical conditions you must have in order to get a medical marijuana card, except Senator Madsen's bill, number 73, includes the broader term of chronic pain and allows minors. Senator Vickers' bill does not allow anyone under age 18 except for epilepsy. He seems to be getting more conservative support right now, but Madsen has had more attention for longer. Both bills should go to the Senate floor sometime this week. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.